There's something I'd like to bring up here and ask the audience at home to be aware of. It's called the Judiciary Act of 1789, and you can find it by running a simple Google on the name. And I'll ask you to skim down and read Section 27, which is the appointment of marshals. And you'll notice that it doesn't specify who appoints marshals. In fact, the first dozen marshals were appointed by George Washington, but it does not say the president appoints marshals. In fact, the marshals exist to fulfill and obey the precepts of the district court to the United States, the circuit court that that district is in, and the Supreme Court functioning in that district. It also has no method for removing the marshals. Deputy marshals can be removed by the judges, but not the marshals. In other words, the district court has the capability for appointing marshals, and currently the district court of the United States exists. However, it has been preempted by the former district court for the United States for the District of Columbia, now known as United States District Court in uppercase letters, actually known as USDC in many areas. The de jure grand juries have the power to re-inhabit the district court of the United States or the district court to the United States. They have the power through that court to appoint marshals, marshals that have genuine authority that supersedes any other agent of a de facto territorial replacement corporate government. So the powers available to the grand juries are many